Unexploded by Alison MacLeod. Read by Antonia Beamish. Spring. Chapter 1. The talk that May afternoon was of the rockfall at the Undercliff. A fisherman's dory had been buried, along with his dog, and the collapse had taken part of the sea wall with it. The news, though negligible compared with the reports from across the channel, was repeated and wondered at in town, as if the nerves of the population ran like thin fuses through the cliff-line strata of chalk and flint. She stepped from the dim cave of the housegoods shop into a dazzle of sea light, and, turning left rather than right, walked briskly north up Ship Street, away from the prom where onlookers still gathered in the hope of seeing another boat safely returned. The music from the empty rides on the pier receded. She shifted the weight of purchases in her arms. At no point did she turn back to take in the spectacle on the beach, for she didn't want to see what the man in the shop had described, the ghostly flotilla of little boats, some pocked by gunfire, listing, oddly, around the old carousel. She crossed Church Street and hurried through the grounds of the pavilion, past its dream of domes and minarets. There was no time to stop in the gardens or to take tea at one of the sunlit tables. She had to be home before Philip. It's what everyone said these days. Routine was the thing. At the level, the town's public common, she lowered her basket and let herself rest for a few minutes in the meagre shade of an elm. On the green ahead, a group of old men played a ruminative game of bowls, for the schools had not yet emptied, and even the benches around the boating pond were empty, except for a young mother and her runaway toddler. Locally, the level was known as such for the simple reason that little else in Brighton was level. Most of the town swooped recklessly skyward, as if it were a dizzying ride that had been plucked from a pier and dropped carelessly onto the coast. On three sides of the town centre, hills climbed north towards the wheat fields of Sussex and the hump of Ditchling's ancient beacon, east towards the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?